March 2020. 31 days, the world is not likely.
Had been in some of the more hot spots in U.S., like New York, but we're working on tracking down to those details, and we'll get those out.
Coronavirus is causing some bars in Jacksonville Beach to close their doors, this time voluntarily. At least five remain closed today after customers tested positive for COVID-19.
The cost in lives.
Seven tested positive for COVID-19. 42 of them, their test results came back negative, Mary. And he says
173 of which are residents of the
state
of Florida.
Working with federal partners to implement testing location at TIA Bank Field. In addition, we're working on a city-sponsored drive-through testing location.
That was President Donald Trump at the beginning of March, when there were 158 cases of COVID-19 in the United States.
At this time.
But in the 2 weeks following the plea, COVID-19 cases in the U.S. increased to more than 188,000.
So it's important that we think about others. And we all consider doing this in an environment
that you wear masks. Wear masks in public spaces. Public spaces.
Necessary measures.
Necessary measures.
Things like wearing a mask.
Wearing a mask.
Wear a mask.
Wear a mask.
Wear a mask. Wear a mask. Wear a mask.
What's the word, everyone? I'm Mr. LP from the NPN Network. This podcast is about the world of a disc jockey, or as you would call them, DJ. We'll be analyzing their work ethics, how they survive in this new world, the glories and the misconceptions they're faced with, and much more. Introducing The Tables Might Wobble.
The final episode, COVID-19. March 13th, 2020. The day that everyone around the world got the drastic message. The world is officially in a pandemic. COVID-19 had been lingering around months prior to, and a vast amount of cases popping up in the United States had people shook. Conferences, events were canceling, stores, everything was closing down, and all these restrictions from traveling and to even going outside started rolling in, and people were shook. A week after that, the news was updated by the second, and one important news that shook me was when the mayor of Jacksonville, Florida, Lynn Curry, and governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, mentioned that the bars, restaurants, and nightclubs will be closing down for 30 days. Granted, I don't DJ at bars, but when you associate bars and entertainment, it didn't take long to realize that this bar closing would trickle down into venues that host parties and weddings. So now I'm really nervous.
Bars and nightclubs, effective 5 p.m. today, they're going to be suspended for 30 days in the state of Florida.
What?
I think you've seen people congregating at some of these things. We view that as something that could be problematic for spreading the virus.
Come on!
On one end, it was cool for this to happen. No one wants anyone to experience the virus, right? I mean, it was killing people left to right. On the other end, it showed if you were prepared to withstand the backlashes of it all. For me, I went into the learning mode. I've been streaming online before this, so I knew the tech stuff on the surface. But I used the downtime to learn a lot more. And I also had to level my thinking. And teaching myself the tech things helped a lot. Then I started thinking about the other DJs that lost weekly gigs. I thought about mine as well. And I also thought about the business side. Contracts, deposits. This stuff wasn't in my contracts when I booked the gigs. Man. So of course that meant that money was being lost.
Listen, when that shit first started, that shit canceled all my gigs. Like every last thing. Yeah. And I was like, oh my God. And thank God I got 2 months. Well, I only had 2 months of savings. And that's good for somebody who left their job and was a student. You know what I'm saying? So that's great. But I already knocked off one for this month. I'm like, the savings, you know what I'm saying? So thank God for that stimulus, man. I would love to use the stimulus on something else, but priorities, man.
Right, that's me, man. Like, I teach, I bartend, and I DJ.
Right,
all of that shit.
DJ, none of that shit. Damn. Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ. Yeah, man. So hopefully something come with it, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Hopefully, so.
So, yeah. Months and months and months of no income rolling through for DJs. Little opportunity to stream online to keep our fans close to us. Reference episode 2, y'all. And a lot of emotional thoughts and decisions we had to make. I even took my annual event, Fly Sauce and Tees, virtual. It was a success, no doubt, but DJing to a screen with hopes of not getting shut down was nerve-wracking. Various companies gave opportunities for small businesses to apply for money and to keep their businesses going throughout the pandemic. It only worked if you were a legit business. So if you were a DJ and you didn't have the proper credentials, it was definitely a loss for you. Also, it wasn't like the bars gave W-2 forms to show that you worked there. Most DJ gigs are hand-to-hand transactions. And tell me what DJ you know saves money or even reports that to the IRS. Now, I remember when I started DJing, I surely wasn't doing that. I needed money to pay my bills, and having 3 gigs a week or even a weekend helped a lot. But I had to switch to handling business correctly. So I received help from the government. But still, it isn't like you're at a DJ company and they protect your job. Nah, that ain't even happening. So think about how badly it affects our careers. And I don't care what anyone says. We were first responders as well. We kept a lot of people sane, which trying to keep ourselves sane. And that's just a tenth of what we had to go through with this pandemic. We'll be right back after this commercial break. What's the word, everybody? This your man, Mr. Al Peter, Mr. Peterson's Neighborhood, and the NPN Network. And I'm here today to tell you about what the NPN Network consists of. The NPN Network is an entertainment as well as a developing media company based in Jacksonville, Florida. Our goal is to highlight various creatives that exist in spaces of music, visual arts, podcasting, and more. Within the network, we have multiple brands that will parallel with creatives, events, and other brands. The Neighborhood Podcast Network is a collective of independent podcast shows that has various topics ranging from the latest culture news, mental health, sports, and leisure conversations. We also have the Groove Suite brand that explores the realm of soul, hip-hop, R&B, funk, and more.
Groove Suite.
Our health and beauty section gives a view on how to keep yourself in shape, in style, and in tune with your body and your mental. Last, we have the Fly Socks and Tees, an annual summer event that brings creatives together to celebrate the past years and victories that were received. So swing by our website, npn-llc.com, and subscribe so you can stay up on what's happening with the neighbors and the groovers. Also, follow us on our Facebook page as well as Instagram and Twitter, NPN Management. Building but becoming to the top. To end this episode, I referenced a YouTube video by G-Fire Productions, and the DJ spoke on topics as to how the pandemic affected the DJs and what to consider. The topics were on point, so I'll break it down from a good and a bad perspective. The good thing was that we had time to organize and prep for when the doors of the world open back up. A phrase that you heard every day, the door is going to open, the door is going to open at some point. We're always on the go, and things we need to tighten up on got lost. So we had time to get new music, organize our music files, update software and hardware, and get the business right, like update contracts and stay in touch with clients, venues, vendors, etc. Another good thing for me was the online events and conferences that happened. I got to experience a lot of conferences online that I wanted to attend and basically got free information. So the toolboxes I got are full, ready to use too. But the bad things, losing gigs. From experience, I've had 2 clients that wanted their refunds back, and I wasn't too stuck on my decision. I couldn't help that a pandemic occurred, so I gave the deposits back. Now going forward, different story. Not necessarily going to happen, but you're in a situation where you're thinking emotionally, where you're taking away from somebody's day, and they might need to take care of some things on the back end. And a lot of other my DJ friends was like, I wouldn't have done that. But, you know, that's what you're dealing with. The reality, contracts, and emotions. A good point that G5 Productions made. Another bad thing that I will state is that just not being around the people. You know, when we're DJing, we're around people. The people give us the energy. The energy is just flowing from the people. So not being able to have that, you know, like how we had it before, definitely was a bad thing. And it messed up a lot of people mentally and, you know, financially, of course, but mentally it was just the loss of that at that period of time wasn't such a good deal. But if you kept your mind on point, then you were good. Now it's time to say goodbye to all my DJ friends and fans and listeners of this podcast. For real, though. Listen, this is the end and the final episode of the miniseries, The Tables Might Wobble. I am Mr. Al Pete, the founder and the cool person of the NPN Network, Mr. Peterson's Neighborhood. Thank you so much to each and every one of you who shared it, who asked about it, who gave me all the inspiration for it. Love you so, so, so much. Thank you. We are at the end, and hopefully you have learned some things about DJing. When we bring the second season back, we will be getting deeper and deeper into these things, talking about the etiquette of DJing, how a DJ becomes a producer, just the lifestyle of it, you know, the rich and famous and all that stuff. But we're going to get into all that. But I just want to get this out. And again, I've been dealing with this since 2018. And for me to be talking right now and giving thanks at the end of it definitely says a lot for myself. And hopefully the powers that be see it and you guys see it as well. But thank you. Thank you so, so, so much. I did it. Yeah. To the top. Yeah. Thanks for listening to The Tables Might Wobble, an original podcast by the NPN Network. I'm Mr. Al Pete. This show was produced and written by me, with editing and mixing by me, and sound design by me. For more information on the NPN Network, swing by npn-llc.com and follow NPN Management on Instagram and Twitter, and the NPN Network group page on Facebook. You can also follow me at Mr. Al Pete MPN on Twitter and Mr. Al Pete on Instagram. For sponsorship inquiries or just to let us know how dope we are, email us at npnmanagement@gmail.com. Building but becoming, y'all. To the top.